Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
If you have a brain or know someone who has a brain, the following message may be for you. This is Jeff from Making Headway Center for Brain Injury Recovery. March is Brain Injury Awareness Month, and frankly, we hope there's no need for you to seek our services. Making Headway Center is in the business of preventing brain injuries while helping those with a brain injury to get back on their heads in the best way possible. How we do that is for another community comment. A brain injury is any condition following birth that affects how your brain works. How many of us have suffered a concussion, a stroke, or perhaps dementia, or even epilepsy? The more concussions we have, the more likely we are to have permanent brain damage. Symptoms may include memory loss, irritability, changes in vision, speech, and hearing difficulties, and of course, those killer headaches. Many brain injuries are obesity-related and are therefore preventable with proper diet and exercise. In other words, a healthy heart helps us to have a healthy brain. After all, 1/5 of our total blood circulation goes to our head. Better circulation reduces the chances of stroke and other brain conditions. Wearing a helmet can prevent death, but keep in mind that concussions are caused by sharp jolts to the head, caused by a collision with the ground, a windshield, or even another person. Collisions with others are usually in contact sports, most notably in football. In fact, many who play football develop chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE, and that results from many concussions and has been known to disable and even cause suicide in many athletes. Interaction between prescription drugs and alcohol may cause brain damage or affect our judgment or driving to the point of collision. Even without this interaction, alcohol and drug consumption are likely to compromise our brains. High blood pressure is a key cause of stroke. This is when circulation to the brain is reduced or internal bleeding occurs. Diet, exercise, appropriate drug and alcohol consumption, and stress are all factors in brain injury prevention and blood pressure reduction. Stress is closely associated with a number of conditions affecting the brain. Negative thoughts cause negative chemical reactions, which in turn cause more stress and pressure on the brain. For those of you who think this message is academic, parental, or preachy, ask yourself, do you have a brain? Do you want to keep it in good running order? Do you or anyone you know have Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia? Have you lost loved ones to a stroke or simply hitting their head due to a fall or auto accident? This is Jeffrey Smoller from Making Headway Center, where your brain is always on our mind.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.